Tonight's Shir Simen Resh Ches, Se'if Tezayin, Yud Zayin, and Yud Ches. Se'if Tezayin. Shasa Yayin Umayin. Someone is drinking wine and drinking water. Eino Levarach Al Hamayin Berein Efashos. When he's done, he does not say Berein Efashos on the water. Shebirkas Hayayin Po Tarton. The bracha he makes for the wine covers it. Keshem Shebevarach Rishoyna Yayin Poiter Kalmini Maskim. The same way, the Bori Piyah Gofen that he makes before he drinks wine covers all subsequent beverages. The Baruch Achrona on the wine covers all the beverages he drank. Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Ayin Aleph Umayim V'hu Adin Kol Minei Maskim. It's not just water. If he drinks wine and any other beverage, Af HaChashu Miyosi, even the very chashu beverages, makes no difference what he's drinking. Once you make the Al HaGefen for the wine, it covers the other beverages. Sifkan ayin beis. Eino levarach v'chulhu. So he doesn't make a brain of frashos on the water. Mairi kishakova al hayayin. The case is when he has set himself to drink wine. V'oz poiter afilu lohaya mashkin lefanov b'shas bracha. Then, if you're koveya to drink wine, it will exempt the other beverages, even if they were not present at the time when he said the bar pir gofen. Or the beverages were on the table when he said the Baruch Yagofen. And then, even if he has just one drink of wine, one glass of wine, it covers all the other beverages, and he wasn't kovei himself to drink several cups of wine. Aval, but imlo kava, if he wasn't set to drink several cups of wine, v'gam lo hayu amashkan lefanav b'shas bracha, and the beverages were not there when he said the bracha, then he'll have to make a bracha achrona on those drinks besides the wine. The same way we had to make a shahakal before he drank them. You learned this before in Simen Kuf Ayin Dal, Mishnah Berurah Sifkon Gimel Ayin Sham. So the scenario is when he's drinking several cups of wine and it incorporates all the other drinks, or the drinks are on the table at the same time, or he has in mind, and then the Baruch Yagefen covers it, and the Al HaGefen will take care of Baruch HaChona. Sifkotan Ayin Gimel, Shebirchas Hayayin Potarton V'chulu, because the bracha on wine exempts it. V'afilu Im Eira, Sheheviyu Hamashkin, Acha Shenimlach, V'siach Dayit HaMishnias Yayin, even if it happened that they brought the other drinks after he already decided not to drink any more wine, does bevadai tzerach levarach bracha rishona al-mashkin, then he has to certainly make a bracha rishona before he drinks. Though odif miyayin guf, it's not better than wine itself. If he decides not to have more wine, he'll have to make a bracha gefen too. So if he has these other beverages, he'll have to make a shahakol. Afilu hachin tzerach levarach brein nefashos rabba, still he would not make a brein nefashos. Why? Kimen shekava mitchila al hayayin, because when he drank with the wine, it was bekvius, nitbol hakol liyayin v'nifta bevechoso. Everything else is secondary to the wine and is covered by the bracha. So when he's koveya to drink wine, it'll cover all the other beverages he drinks, whether or not they're on the table when he drank the wine. And even if he decided not to drink any more wine, he had enough wine, and then they bring out the other beverages, it's all included in the bracha achrona that he's going to make afterwards. He might have to make a bracha rishona, but in the bracha achrona, they're all included. See if you zayin. Birkas Shalosh, Birkas Amazon, Eina Poteres Mein Shalosh, does not cover one who has to say Mein Shalosh. Shem Ochel Daiso, if someone ate cooked grain, Ein Birkas Amazon Potarto, benching won't work. Al Biyayin, but if someone drank wine, Birkas Shalosh Potarto, then benching would cover it. Shem Birkalayin, Birkas Amazon, Mokam Alagafin Yatz, if someone did say Birchas Amoz and after drinking wine, b'diavad, it would work. Mechaber says, "V'hu adin in Bercha Hatmar." Similarly, if he ate dates, Birchas Amoz on b'mokam ala eitz, and he said Birchas Amoz on instead of ala eitz, yatsa, he's yatsa. Va'afilu lo amar ela Birchas on, even if he just said the first bracha of benching, bein ala yain, bein ala tamar, whether on wine or on dates, yatsa. He's yotze. So basically it means he finished the first bracha of benching and he chabbed, what am I benching for? He's yotze, that's it. He doesn't do anything else. He's done. Now if he realized in the middle of the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon, that he's not supposed to be benching now. He's supposed to be saying Ma'in Shalosh. Yaschil, he should begin and finish the bracha Ma'in Shalosh. This language of the Shulchan Aruch, if he didn't finish Birchas Hazan, so he should start Al Shachal Tavaseinu Eretzchem Tovachava, is a little bit odd. It is the same language of the Beis Yosef in his quoting of Rosh. We don't say in Me'ein Shalosh, Al Shachal Tavaseinu Eretzchem Tovachava. We say Eretzchem Tovachava, and then we say Shem Chalta afterwards, but this is basically taking out of Nodelecha. It's taking that line out of Nodelecha and then implanting it into Me'ein Shalosh. So I don't understand why they do that, but I did check. It's both, it's in the Rosh and Mesechus Brachos, it's in the Beis Yosef, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Just the Nusach is not the Nusach of Me'ein Shalosh. It's borrowing from Nodelecha and sticking it into Me'ein Shalosh.
Where is he in Hazan?
When up to the Baruch Atah Hashem.
So anytime
he did it, right up to Baruch Atah Hashem.
He can say it
goes back. Benching doesn't take care of Me'ein Shalosh. If he ate cooked grain, benching isn't going to help. But I mean to say, he didn't eat the grain during a meal of bread. Because if he washed and had bread, if it's during the meal, even before benching, certainly he's not going to make a Me'ein Shalosh. The Shalosh Brachos, Birchas Hamazon, is going to cover the cooked grain you eat during a meal. Sifkan ayin hei, daisa, cooked grain. V'hu adin, sharamini tavshilin, it's not just cooked grain. Any kind of cooked food, shehei mechamez mi'adogin, that comes from the five grains. V'av the kolze hu zayin nilis mitom, even though it is more satisfying than dates, and we said dates can be covered Birchas Hamazon, v'ilohachi nonetheless, kivin de'islu ilui achrinu v'pas, since the grains do have an improvement beyond cooked grains in the form of bread. Shepas naases ikur mimina dogan. So we say the bread is the ultimate improvement of the grains, and that's the main use of grains. Lo shach birchas losho kim befas. So benching is exclusively for bread when you deal with grain. V'dan, you should know the dina hiskima kamachron that lalocha many achronim agree shelo kadas machave naik to shochan aruch. That if you did have a cooked grain or any other of the grains mixed into a tavshil, b'diavad, benching would work. The key to zayin l'agri mitron, since it is satisfying, it can't be worse than dates. For kolshkin, b'pas kistin, certainly pas b'kistin, like cakes and filled doughs, devadai b'chaz amazim potatan, certainly benching helps there. So the Mishnah Berurah is troubled by this question. If the Mechaber says afterwards that you bench on dates, but the evidence works, how could it be that if a bench on a bowl of oatmeal that it doesn't work? So the first explanation was, well, since oatmeal could end up being oat bread, so we're not going to say benching helps for oatmeal. It's got to be oat bread. The second shita says, no, it's just like dates. You're right. It's satisfying, and if it works for dates, it works for oatmeal too. And certainly it works for cakes. If a person drank wine and benched, it would work. What's something to say? Even if he drank and it wasn't during the meal, also, if he benches, it helps. The reason is because wine is satisfying and fills you up like what? Like bread. Go through Bialocha. Bialocha gives a lot of examples of the drinking during the meal, not during the meal, and so on. Tomorrow, person ate dates. The tamar nami zayin kein mini dogon. Dates also fill you up like grains. V'shayach b'diyavet b'yechaz amazon. So b'diyavet b'yechaz amazon will work. Mashen ken sh'ar pears as opposed to other fruits. Afil mishiva saminim, even from the seven types. Afil b'diyavet ein yosef b'yechaz amazon. B'diyavet will not help. Pomegranate, figs, olives, grapes. Benching is not going to help, even b'diyavet. Sefkan ayin ches ela b'yechaz azon v'chulun. Now if they said the first bracha b'yechaz azon, and they caught themselves, the din is that yotze. Aval gav she'ein bo me'ein shalosh. Now there is no me'ein shalosh in the brach of hazan. Mikamokam kivin shekvar gomer hazan esakol. But since they got the hazan esakol, shuvein yochalom abrachas nesos, they can't say more brachas. So nisknu lechatchila alayan v'atmar, because benching was not instituted for wine and for dates. So if they said the bracha of Hazanah Sakolim caught themselves, they should stop there. The notes point out that it's the other elements of Me'ein Shalosh they aren't including. So evidently those aren't the ikur of the Me'ein Shalosh. The ikur is the Alamecha Akakola, Hazanah Sakol, that's the ikur of it. And we add in Eretz Yisrael, we add in Yerushalayim, and so on. But if you didn't have it, it wouldn't be ma'akiv in this scenario, and that's why we say it's good enough just with Hazanah Sakol. Sifkan Ayin Tes, v'im Niska v'chul, if he realized in the middle of the bracha, then he should go back and pick up Alamecha, or Ala Eitz. Because he should include all the elements of Me'ein Shalosh. So he'll just say, and keep going. Siv Yuches. Lo yichlol al hasafeg shum tosefes bevirchas Me'ein Shalosh. Don't include, when you have a doubt, any addition to the Me'ein Shalosh. Even though you're not adding Hashem's name, you're not making a new bracha in the process. Perish the Moses kigon sheshosem mashkish esafik and birchaso al gefen v'chulu or bein afar shabbos chul. Let's say you have a case where you're not sure if the drink I had is al gefen or bein afar shabbos. So the rule is lo yochal davish birchaso bein afar shabbos rabos v'davish birchaso al ha'etz. Don't eat something that requires bein afar shabbos and something else that needs al ha'etz. And then the yichel imo include with the ala eitz gam can al geva be a gefen misafik because you're a doubt, so just throw it in. You're not making a new bracha to Hashem, you're saying it anyway for the ala eitz al pi eitz. So he drank this mashke. He's not sure is it wine. He's not sure is it not wine. Maybe it's a sangria. Maybe it's some kind of mix. Did it lose its bracha? Is it still a gefen? It's not a gefen. So it's a leitza, right? Exactly. So it's is going to be have some olives, have some figs. And then I'll have to take Ala Eitz. And then when I say Ala Eitz, I'll throw in Ala Gefen. And for the Benefashos, I'll have something else to make a Benefashos afterwards. You can't do that. You can't add Misafik to the Bach. That's the halacha. The more ends with Ayin Le'el Sif Tezayin. Look back at Sif Tezayin. Mishtabur Sif Kanpe. V'davar Shebechosu V'chulu. Something that the Bach is Ala Eitz. So you're going to say the Ala Eitz anyway. Umari sheyayin ainlo. It's got to be there's no wine available. The yeshu, because if you have wine, halayochol lahotz asmi misafik, it's very easy to get out of the safik. The yivarach halayayin al gefen. Drink the wine, and you make an al gefen on the wine. La'menachir benefashos. And the other thing you make benefashos. The yetsimanu shachin yetsimanu. Again, the other thing can't be a drink. The other thing will have to be an apple or something like that to make benefashos. So what he wants to do is take something that he'll make a Me'ein Shalosh anyway. And then he'll add in the middle of the bracha because he's in doubt in Al Gefen. So why is it Asr? Because the bracha might be Bein Afashos. So there's no room for a Gefen here. It's better not to mention it. But if he has something to say, benefashos, yivarech, he should. The bracha might be benefashos. So fix what you can. In other words, what's he going to do? At this point, he can't make any bracha achrona. Because there's no, is it benefashos? Is it alagafen? And one doesn't cover the other. So Mishmur says, if you have wine, then drink wine, make an alagafen. If you have something to make benefashos on, do that at least. But if you have neither, you're not making a bracha achrona because you just don't know what to do. So what he wants to do is make an ala eitz and include an ala gefen. Let's say he eats a fruit, and he's not sure if this fruit is one of the species that need Me'ein Shalosh. Now there's no other fruits that's for sure from the Zayiminim that he could eat to take care of it. The Magen says, take wine. Or take a mezonos because a Me'ein Shalosh, we have to make a Me'ein Shalosh. The Yosef lichlo b'habrocha ala eitz v'ala pri eitz v'yatsim l'neshach. Then, when you make your ala gafen or your ala micha, add in ala eitz v'ala pri eitz. Why is that okay? Dim af im haprizu einu mishim v'saminim, because even if it's not from the seven species, let's say it's not a grape, it's a berry. You could still say priyais canal. So if you go ahead and use a gimel, what's the halach if you had grapes and apple? You don't make a bein fresh on the apple. The apple is included in the alsa base priyais. So mela, in this case, you can say the ala eitz val priyais on the fruit that might require it and might not, because it works anyway for the other things. So this is better than the case of the mechaber, and it's a question on the drink. I don't know if it's wine or not, that's when you're stuck. Sevkan pei beis misafik. You can't include misafik. V'das ha-taz, the opinion of the taz, v'skimu to kamachram, and a number of achram agree with him, l'din ha-locha, the lo min sfar zu rakli in the chatchila. This logic, not to add misafik, is al-chatchil de gedin. T'hane she'yish te'mashke zov, yismich li'in bro'ch ha-chon, al-smach she'yich la'akach, besoch ha-shun te'sefes. Don't drink this unknown beverage with the intent that afterwards I'll include it misafik with something else. But Lamaisa, let's say he drank it. He drank this drink. He's not sure what the Baruch HaKohen is. Then, Mutav Shiyichos Besocha, he should include it. Because if you don't do that, that's better. Without a Baruch at all. The other alternative is not to make any Baruch HaKohen. So, once you've drank, the halacha is Yushtaka should mix in something else with it to make the Shir. Now, there's to make the Baruch HaKohen. The Shaila that those talk about is, a person ate a zichur zayiminim, but did not have a shear that requires baruch achrona. And he has another thing which does require. So I have cake and a little wine by kiddush. So I have to al mircha for the cake. Do I add al gefen for the pachas mikashir on the wine? So he brings most poskim say not to. Most he brings Rav Moshe and Rav Scheinberg said yes, you can include it, but most poskim say not to. The standard halacha thing is not to. Now it could be. If I ate it, drank enough that it's already a shaylin halacha of anita b'chachon, and there's a different shiurim of what requires, it could be then I would be more inclined to say it. But stamos, if I for sure did not have the shear, we're not going to include it.